Elder O. Vincent Halleck of the 70. From a young age, Elder Otto Vincent Halleck paid tithing, fasted, and studied scriptures, and then he met the missionaries and was baptized. Elder Halleck's mother was a member of the church, but hadn't attended in years. His father wasn't a member of the church. Yet the family paid tithing, fasted weekly, read the Bible daily, and gave of what they had to those in need. Elder Halleck comes from a legacy of faith. Elder Halleck was born in January 1949 in American Samoa. His parents, Otto and Dorothy Halleck, sent him to school in California, USA. At the age of 17, he noticed that some friends in student government were different from other students. They invited me to Mutual, and the rest is history, Elder Halleck says. Elder Halleck received a bachelor's degree in advertising and marketing from Brigham Young University. He owns a number of businesses in American Samoa and is involved in philanthropic work. Elder Halleck and his wife Peggy Ann Cameron were married on June 29, 1972, in the Provo, Utah Temple. They are the parents of three children. Eventually, Elder Halleck's whole family found the gospel. Elder Halleck had the privilege of baptizing his 80-year-old father and seeing his mother return to church activity after 50 years of marriage. Prior to his call to the Second Quorum of the 70, Elder Halleck served as a full-time missionary in the Samoa Apia Mission, bishop, stake high counselor, patriarch, stake president, and most recently president of the Samoa Apia Mission. Elder Halleck believes that all his life experiences have led him to where he is now. I look back on my life, and I can say that I can see the hand of the Lord, Elder Halleck says. I'm grateful and honored by the confidence the Lord has placed in us. I love the Lord and hope to be a good instrument. I know the Lord will help me.